there are insects that rub their hind legs together in order to make the sounds that they make. We, as human beings, use a different part of our anatomy to make sounds. So, for example, having a soft palate enables you to make oral stops. Without it, you couldn't. What happens if parts of our anatomy that are used for making speech sounds don't quite work the way they should? Let's start with the notion that human beings are bilaterally symmetrical. If you look at one hand, then it's the mirror image of another. Along the roof of the mouth, going from front to back, there is a center line, and this center line in some cases has a hole in it. The case where that happens is called cleft palate, and it's a developmental disorder that some people have. You can soon figure out what the problem would be if there was a hole in the top of your palate. So imagine what would happen if you were making an oral stop. Instead of it being possible to have pressure build up inside the oral cavity, that wouldn't be possible because the air would escape out of the hole in the palate and would escape out of the nose. The effect of that is to have a rather different sounding speech.
For example, it goes a bit like this, because all of the air is in fact going out of the nasal passage.
In other words, I can simulate what it sounds like to have a cleft palate. And you can imagine how awkward it is when people have a cleft palate because they don't sound like other people. Fortunately, nowadays, almost every case of cleft palate in modern Western societies can be cleared up by surgery early in a baby's life. The hole is closed up. Sometimes this takes more than one operation, and at the end of it, people sound perfectly normal.